Mark Stevens is with us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Steve-O.
Speaking of half and speaking to half. Speaking of programs, I'm looking through the program for the event tonight at Sandown, and there's some full page photography action. We're on page 4. We've got Gareth Hall. Page 6, Michael Felgate. Wonderfully produced photos, almost powder action. They look so good. No Daniel Harford.
Well, that's probably good for the punters, but the fact that we don't have a race tonight, Steve, at the RSN Sandown Cup meeting, is nothing short of a disgrace. And I blame you, as the producer of the program, to make sure that this stuff is all above board and we have impact on the community the way that you would like us to have it. I blame you for this.
Yeah, next year it will change. You'll be on page 2 half, maybe Whitey on page 8. And we might get Trent on the back page. Even the way we're going here was the ratings juggernaut. Look forward to the next ratings half.
don't ever get too excited around here, mate.
It's got a roller coaster ride.
Don't ever get too excited.
But I just love that James Rain story. That made my day, Matty Stewart in the lift.
Have you ever found yourself in that situation?
I have, and I've got one message to those ladies. Don't be so reckless.
You've been working on that.
You can get caught out.
When was the last time you got caught out, Steve?
Well, you've got to be careful what you say. I love James Rain, though. And it's sad that he's 65. It's a sign for
all of us. Why is it sad?
Well, it shows we're all getting on.
He's going all right. He's going all right. He's sad for him. Be happy for him. Every day's a great day.
His brother had a morning TV show and part of Getaway.
Getaway. He was a good reporter. He didn't rely on cliches. He always had a bit of a sting in the tail with the Getaway stories. So, and it's my son's birthday tomorrow, half, and I think our celebrations tonight will be slightly different to James's little function.
Are you preempting the birthday bulletin?
No, I'm having to put 500 on the bar at the riser. So
500?
Yeah, it's the footy mates, local footy guys, so yeah, costly. But do you think that's generous, Whitey?
Yeah, I do.
How old is he?
19. So he missed his 18th.
If he missed his 18th, then that's fair enough. I'll wear that.
So we'll make
you've
up for
saved
it tonight.
Up for his
a few
party
quiet ones post-footy training Thursday night. So,
are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'll have a couple, and then he'll want me out of there, Whitey.
I'm surprised he want you there at all.
Yeah, well, he won't want me there.
I'll turn up anyway.
Well, I'm putting 500 in. I'll have a couple of pots.
Yeah, I think you're entitled to a couple of pots, yeah. Just pots.
Yeah, and you'd be happy. You'd be probably having a couple of pots because
What have I done?
Well, it looks like the deal has been done with the AFLW CBA. Now, we revealed here exclusively that it was 100% pay rise. We're pretty close. It's more than 90%. So minimum 39,000 now, top tier 71,000. That's for 10 games. So it's pretty good cash. A good rise, and we believe that'll be ticked off. Well, it virtually has been. It'll be announced at 1 o'clock. So
the players have voted on that last night, I think.
Can we set that in stone? You'd have all the mail. Has it been ticked off?
I don't, but I think you could. I think you can set that in stone, Steve-O. A good result. Just a one-year bridging CBA, and I think what you'll find is that they will, at the end of the year when the boys' CBA finishes, that they'll all go in together and do it all together.
Right, yep.
And it'll all be one big one.
Yep, so a 93-94% pay rise, that's not bad, Whitey, is it?
Yeah, it's good.
Trent's looking at me thinking, gee, I wouldn't mind a 90% pay rise this year.
Oh, it'll work for me too, just quietly. So if you can find a way to make that happen, that'd be great. But yes, that's good. Then we can all start to move on.
Yeah, we can move on from that. And Indigenous All-Stars, looks like there could be a game probably next February half as a celebration of the Indigenous footy. We've seen the All-Stars play up in Darwin against sides. It could be, for instance, say 44 of the best Indigenous talent running around, perhaps.
All Indigenous?
Yes.
Okay, righto.
And perhaps an AFLW curtain raiser type situation, multicultural type work. So a celebration looming. It's going to be a fairly high-scoring affair, I would have thought.
All those sort of representative games through the years have been high scoring, haven't they? It's like the All-Star game in the NBA. It's just a festival of offense and attack.
Is that work, Whitey? You think players would be up for that? Would you turn up to watch an Indigenous All-Stars match?
Yep.
Well, the NRL do it, don't they? They've had an Indigenous All-Star team. Who do they play? Who do they play? The NRL...
I think they've played a variety of different... There used to be one of those in the AFL years ago. They would play A-team Like
yeah, they did, as I said, up in Darwin. They play sort of a game, Richmond versus the All Stars.
But not two Indigenous teams playing against each other.
No.
Like, which is what's been moved.
But there is a theory going around that footy needs something a bit extra half to spice things up, like these type of games, even another trophy.
Do you know what? I think that is, and I'm not, this is nothing against what you've just said, but I think that whole conversation about footy needs spicing up is the biggest load of garbage.
Mm. I 100% agree.
In the history of mankind.
Well, I agree. I like this fact that it's a long burn, slow burn to get to the finals, but obviously people are getting impatient. Do they want the Escort Cup back or the National Panasonic Cup to give another trophy out, say, in May to keep people interested?
Oh, I can't work out this conversation. We need a mid-season round robin series to spice things up for the mid-season trade period. Like, absolute garbage. It's just more meaningless crap that no one will care about.
Attention span of people's drop, though, Whitey, just to go through a 22, 23-week grind to get to the finals. If you're a North Melbourne supporter, you're looking for a trophy.
I'm looking forward to the day we get 20 teams in 19 rounds. That's what I want.
That'd be perfect.
I'm not looking forward to that at all.
I am.
Too many teams.
But less games.
Well, there's going to be 19, so you've got to go 20. That's what's going to happen. And then you have one game against each opponent, and that's your season.
I understand that, but I just think that 20 teams is too many. It's going to dilute the product so much, and I reckon we're already seeing it now. We're in round 9, and we're getting meaningless games, and that's hard work. And
there's always been meaningless games. We talked the other day about 1996.
And
through the 80s, there was. But
we get more cellar
dwellers. But there's only 6 games.
Yeah, so, that's even worse.
No, but like we're seeing it at the moment with the West Coast Eagles, that they're down to the bare bones with players and all this sort of stuff. And we're saying, oh, these players aren't up to it. Well, we get 2 more teams, and all of a sudden we've got 80 to 90 players that are scattered through the competition.
No, they'll reduce the list to 30. It's okay. 35. It'll still
might play.
You doing the numbers?
No, but it's the same numbers. It's the same pool of players, just spread over more.
Yeah,
more
but if
clubs.
There's injuries, they're going to have to go to top ups.
Yeah, but that's all right. We've got top ups now.
Don't be planning for injuries. Don't be the worst case scenario.
I'm an expansionist, Whitey, in life. I think outside. I widen myself.
God, speaking of crap,
that is crap. Let's move on. Xavier Campbell, who you know very well, Adam. I mean, how do you judge him? Is it the off field, which is going great at Essendon? They've got the new facility, the Hall of Fame issue coming up, the Indigenous Hall of Fame, sponsorships flying, but they haven't looked like really winning a final since he's been there. Now, Ross Lyon's been around footy a long time. He was on Footy Classified last night. This is how he judges Xavier Campbell.
I'm curious the timing. How could you possibly appoint someone who's got that KPI in the middle of what they're going through? He's been there since 2013. It's a very curious extension.
So that's a 2-year extension for Xavier Campbell.
Yep. It's a worthwhile observation from Roscoe, I reckon.
How do you judge a successful CEO?
That's the question.
Well, he says holistic, it's isn't it?
No, but he seems to think that it's all about winning premierships, but I think it's the bottom line, basically, is the number one parameter and getting the club to survive, and it's the coach that wins you the premiership.
Well, the KPIs for a CEO would be set by the board, so we don't know what they are. We have no idea what they are. There has to be a football component to it. What level that is and what how much control they have over the performance of the team is clearly limited, but there has to be the KPIs are sent by the board.
But there's not one. It's not win a premiership. It's
KPIs.
Yeah. That would be one
plural,
of them.
That's plural.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's multiple. So I don't think it can be questioned that Xavier's done a great job from a financial perspective with the club, particularly for a club that hasn't been successful to keep sponsors, members, commercial, all that sort of stuff. But he has to be under some sort of pressure if it's now such a long time since not only Essendon have won a premiership, but since Essendon have won a final. You'd know the number of days since that's happened.
Over 6,000. Maybe 7,000.
But it's a holistic approach. And I know that he's done really good things in the community as well, which I know is a big part of Essendon's KPIs. So
it's a premiership business. They don't hand out awards for really community awards and sponsorship. Supporters get restless.
Well, there are clearly at Essendon, there are supporters that are restless because they haven't had success for a long time now.
There is some selection.
Blown's up.
What?
Four coming across.
Wowzers.
Is it Gee, the
just, look at them coming, Daniel.
What's the pattern that you talk about? The tooth hair? Or?
The what?
The pattern.
No, the hound's tooth.
The hound's tooth.
6,200.
What did you say?
Tooth hair. Close. What's well, it was something hair? To do with it. It was something to do with teeth. But some selection news. Gary Rowan looks like coming straight back in.
I'd forgotten about Gary Rowan.
30-year-old, pretty handy sort of player to put into that Geelong forward line, which is already fairly dynamic. He's had back hip injuries. I know this is a Bulldog story, but we did break the
but just on Gary Rowan.
No.
Just on Gary Rowan. 6,469 days.
Wow. Gary Rowan won't be playing as a forward. I think he's coming back as a midfielder.
That's a big ask, coming in fresh.
But coming in as a different player too, because he's been forward for such a long time.
Right. Yeah. Now, the Team English Bulldog story we broke, he was in hospital. My mail is now that he may not be back until round 11. That's how serious the flu was. So miss a couple more games. So miss this week, then miss a trip to Perth. That's how much it's been knocked around as far as his weight. So it's not just the normal flu going around, Huff.
No, half the world has got it.
But that'll be 3-4 games missed with an illness, which is extraordinary.
It's a long time.
And Hawthorn Pokies, they're getting out of the Pokies. Of course, Waverley Gardens, that great shopping centre out there. Whitey loves the food court there opposite Waverley Park. They're remaining there. 75 Pokies there, but 90 at Caroline Springs are going, which is a good thing for your Hawks, I think.
Gonski.
Take the cash and run. West Waters.
At Craigieburn or Caroline Springs?
Caroline Springs, one of the great gaming venues of the globe.
Is it?
I think so.
They got the Enchanted Forest there?
You're actually a Pokemon? I did a sportsman's night out there one night. I got an envelope that was a lot smaller than Wayne Carey's at the end.
Did you play the Enchanted Forest, the Poker Machine, the Enchanted Forest?
I have
Forest.
No idea what
you're talking about. You get the eyes up and you get them in the reels 2, 3, and 4. It's just happy days.
Yeah.
The eyes, and they sort of stare at you and they sort of blink.
Is there a favourite poker you go to every time?
That venue or machine?
Poke machine.
Yeah, but a lot of the good ones they don't have anymore.
Right.
It's an amazing conversation. An amazing conversation. Yes.
Enchanted Forest and Phantom Pays were similar machines, but had slight variances. But
that's right. Are you a play every line, play every combo type of guy, or you just play with one line?
There's a skill to it. There's a skill to it, Steve. You don't play one line.
A skill to it. Are you telling me that there's a you can be a skillful player?
I retired from poker machine playing.
Too good.
Clocked no, it's it. Retired.
Yeah, it's because they take your cash.
I think we need to call John Aloisi.
Nice of John Longmire made a lot of sense yesterday too.
Can we talk about this?
No, I had another look at the Parker thing. I think that the more I look at that, that was just so insulting and so disappointing.
From who?
From Luke Parker.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You're not what? Oh. Get out.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Okay. Why?
It's just not his style. I've never seen him do that before. And if I was Dylan Sheil, I wouldn't have put up with it.
Yeah, but he
did.
Exactly.
Mm. What?
Steve, that's disappointing.
What's that? The movement?
Yeah.
No, I just think it went on too long. Said
he was scared.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mental disintegration. Mm. It's a very tough game out there.
Yeah, I know it's tough. And, I'd probably do the same, but it just didn't look good.
He didn't look good, too.
Performance of a player.
For Luke Parker, but just thought it made him look a deal.
No,
but we're critical of players or for the game for being too sterile and having no characters and no sort of showmanship and those sorts of things, then we see it and then people want to whack him for it. This is what you want, that sort of stuff in the game. And at the end of the day, Luke Parker deserves to be able to say something like that or do something like that, because he's one of the toughest players in the game.
Yeah, it was unlike and, Luke Parker.
Well,
maybe it wasn't. Maybe you just haven't seen it before.
Yeah. But we don't know what he says out on the field. Mm. But he's an enforcer. Sydney themselves were under pressure going into that game because they'd been poor for the last month. He stood up as a leader of his football team and he got in the face and got under the skin of the opposition. Good on Luke Parker for sticking up for his teammates and firing them up.
Yep.
100% with you. If you can get in the head of an opponent and make them think about how they're playing and that affects their performance and they're not at their best, then you are the winner.
Well, I have
been. At the end of the day, that's on Essendon, not on Luke Parker.
No, I didn't like what he did. And I've been known to have white line fever myself, but that wasn't a good look.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
No, okay. We'll call John. It's good to have disagreements every now and then.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Johnny Aloisi, they're down at the moment.
You're not leaving.
Through the series. We're out of here.
The Goldmine Poker Machine is not the best. It's come through on the text. It's not good at all.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking a different language. But Luke Parker is king. 23 past 7, we will be back with Jean Aloisi Gustavo once he's recovered from the absolute barrage he's copped from Whitey Nye the last 2 minutes. He's going to give a call.
He's walking out with his head down.
Thank you, Mark.